Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric's tent has finally been removed, and the old fellows are getting the store all fixed up in preparation for the visit of Gregory W.W. Dobbs. Squire has announced that his friend and great building contractor, Mr. Dobbs, will arrive in Pine Ridge to discuss the plans of the proposed Wonderful World Apartments. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library. Listen.
Better hurry up, Abner. Sweep a little faster. Mr. Dobbs will be here any minute now.
Doggies, Lum, I've already swept the store out twice this morning. Ain't nothing more to sweep out.
Well, we want the place to look nice and clean for Mr. Dobbs. Want to make a good impression on him.
Yeah, I know.
Hurry up and get that done, then put a couple more chairs around the table in the library there.
Chairs? What do you want them for?
Well, so as we can all sit around the table and have a regular business meeting.
Oh.
Board of director stuff.
Uh-huh.
Grannies, I'm going to run this right and show Mr. Dobbs I'm a big executive and all that stuff.
Well?
Mousy, are you done drawing the drawings?
Yes, sir. The plans are all ready to show Mr. Dobbs, Lum.
Well, good. Hurry up, Abner. Get them chairs put around.
I'm getting to it. Doggies, I don't see why we got to make such a fuss over this Mr. Dobbs feller.
Abner, don't you understand? He's a big, famous building contractor, and he's donating his services just to help us build the Wonderful World Apartments. So the least we can do is to be nice to him and cooperate with him. I said, put that big chair at the end there. That's where I'll sit.
Lum, you sure that this just ain't some trick of Squire's to get that $10,000 away from us?
Oh, of course not. That's ridiculous. You're just suspicious, Abner.
I am.
This Dobbs wouldn't get himself mixed up in some such a scheme as that.
Well, I hope not.
Don't forget, he's a rich, retard fella. Well, he built the Empire State Building. Don't forget that.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about what Squire said about us having to turn the money over to Mr. Dobbs. That don't sound exactly right to me.
Well, that's just a usual business custom, Abner.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, you see, Mr. Dobbs being the contractor, he's got to pay all the carpenters and painters and cement workers and all that.
Yeah, but, well, just the same, I think we ought to keep being in charge of that money ourselves, old.
Well, maybe you're right, Abner. You might have a good idea there.
I believe I'm right, Mom.
I'll discuss it with him and see if we can't work it out some way or other so we can handle the money ourselves.
Well, good.
Leastways, I won't let him put nothing over on me. I can tell you that right now.
Now, look out there, Mr. Lum. Here they come now. Hey, Doggy, that's him, all right. Squire Mr. Dobbs. At least I reckon that's who that fella is.
Yeah, that must be him, all right. Granny, ain't he a big, distinguished-looking fella?
Yeah, look at him.
He's a little older than I figured he'd be.
Yeah.
Just tell by looking at him that he's built an awful lot of big buildings in his time.
He's got an awful red face, I'll say that for him.
Yeah, well, that's more than likely on account of him being outdoors so much, working on them buildings all the time.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Mousy. Get your drawings all laid out on the table there.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Now, don't forget, Abner. I want both you and Mousy to try to act dignified. Sort of keep an eye on Mr. Dobbs and try to be like him.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Mind out. Here they come.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yes. Thank you. Gentlemen. Well, I want you to meet my good friend and old school chum, Gregory W.W. Dobbs. Mr. Dobbs, this is Mr. Edwards here.
How do you do, Mr. Dobbs?
Well, glad to know you.
And this is Mr. Peabody.
Peabody, glad to know you.
Howdy, Mr. Dobbs.
Oh, yes, now, and this is Mousy Gray, the lad that conceived the idea for the Wonderful World Apartment.
Yeah, great work, Mr. Gray, great work.
Yes, sir.
Well, now we're all acquainted. Well,
cigars. Nice looking cigars you have on the counter here, Mr. Edwards.
Oh, well, thank you. Go ahead and help yourself to how you done that.
Yes, great. You want one, Squire?
Why, yes. Thank you, W.W.
Nothing I like better than a good cigar when I'm looking over a new set of plans. No need, nothing better.
That's funny. That's just the way it is with me, too. Always have to smoke six or seven of them when I'm looking at plans.
Well, Mom, I never seen you smoke us.
Here, Abner, you better have one, too.
Well, I never do.
Go ahead and take it. Here, Mousie, you take one, too.
Well, all right, Mom, but I don't know much
about... Well, I reckon we're all fixed up now. Well, let's all sit down at the table over here and get the meeting started.
Great.
You sit over there next to Mousie, Mr. Dobbs, or W.W., so you can look at the plan.
Great.
That's it, Squire. Sit right there. Everybody ready now?
Here, Mousie, you got the bite off the end of a cigar for the smoke.
Shut up, Abner.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The meeting will now come to order according to the laws and bylaws by virtue of the power invested in me.
He got that to lodge me.
On this day at exactly... Oh, my goodness, I lost my watch.
Huh? Lost your watch?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't say. Perhaps you mislaid it, Lum, but I'm sure we'll find it around here someplace. Won't we, W.W.?
What's that, Squire?
I said we'll find Lum's watch, won't we?
Oh, yes, sure. Let me see now. Well, could that be? Well, what do you know? Here it is right on the floor beside me. Yes, there you are, Miss Redwood.
Well, much obliged, W.W. Oughtn't to be so careless. Well, the meeting will proceed. Any old business come before the meeting? Any new business? All in favor, say hey.
Great.
We'll now take up the plans of the Prepo's Wonderful World apartment business.
Great. How about the money, Mr. Edwards?
Sir, I believe the plans come first, W.W. You better have a look at them now and see what you think of the plans.
Mousie, show W.W. the plans there. The different ones you got drawn up and all.
Well, Lum, would it be all right if I went back in the feed room and laid down for a little bit? I feel a little dizzy.
Dizzy?
Yes, sir. I'll see you later, gentlemen. Excuse me.
Well, wait, Mousie. I reckon the cigar he was smoking was a little strong for him. He don't smoke them all the time like me and you, hey, W.W.?
So it is getting awful smoky in here, Long.
Yeah, but that's the way I like it. Well, what do you think of the plans there, W.W.?
Great. Absolutely great.
You're looking at them upside down, Mr. Dobbs.
Yes. Upside down?
You see, that's the way big contractors usually look at plans, Abner. Gives them a bird's eye view, you see.
Oh, natural.
Yes, they have to do that when they're working on those tall buildings. That's the way they do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Empire State Building. Hey, W.W.?
What'd you say, Mr. Edwards?
I said like the Empire State Building.
Yes. I like it fine. Great piece of work. Great. Well, so much for the plans. Now, about the money.
Well, just a minute, W.W. We got a couple of questions we want to ask about the plans first. Do you think we ought to build the apartment out of brick or stucco?
Great. You won't go wrong on that.
Or we can build it out of stone.
Stone is great. Never go wrong on stone. I strongly recommend that, yes, indeed. Now, about the money.
Yes, you see, Lum, W.W. wants to get started as soon as possible because, well, he feels that this is such a magnificent and beneficial civic project.
That's great.
But, of course, in order to do that, why, he must have a free hand to order materials and to hire workers and all such as that. And, as you well know, that all costs money, Lum.
Oh, naturally.
So, now, if you'll just turn the account over to W.W.
Wait just a minute, though, Squire. Me and Abner are just talking this over a while ago, and we figure we ought to keep the money in our own hands.
Yes, sir.
You see, Dodge and he's left that money in our care, so we feel like we ought to follow out his wishes as long as he's putting up the money.
Well, now, if I'm going to build this building, I've got to have control.
I agree with W.W., yes. Lum ought to keep charge of the money, yes, he should. And I see no reason why it won't work out satisfactorily. Lum can write all the checks, and that way, why, he can keep an eye on the accounts. Yes, that's a very good plan, Lum. I'm glad you brought that up.
Much obliged, Squire. I'm glad you see it my way.
Well, now, the first thing to do is for W.W. to order the lumber. Naturally, he'll have to have money for that. How much do you think you'll need, W.W.? Just enough for down payment, you know.
I don't know. I About 20,000, 30,000.
Yes, that's about right. Yes, $1,200. Make out a check for that amount, Lum. We'll get this apartment underway right now.
Yeah, all right. You reckon that'll be enough lumber?
Oh, yes. Well, enough to start, anyway. Here, now, here's a blank check, and there's my fountain pen.
Oh, yeah.
You better take this blotter, too, Lum. That pen leaks a little.
All right, let's see now. What's the name of the lumber company I make this out to?
W.W. probably wants to dicker a little, you know, Lum, see where he can get the best price. So, I'd suggest now that you just make it out to him, and then he can endorse it over to whoever gets lumber.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes, yes.
Take it to the order of W.W. Dobbs.
Yes, that's right. That's the thing to do, Lum.
Much smoke in here, I can't hardly see.
Yes, it is, a little smoke.
There. Now, Abner's got to sign it. You see, we got the money in both our names.
Oh.
For goodness sakes, Abner, what's the matter with you? Set up straight.
Mom, I believe I'll go back there in the feed room and lay down for a spell, too. I don't feel very good.
Swan, too, goodness. One little cigar. Well, wait, Abner. Sign this check before you go.
Well, I don't think I can.
Yes, you can. Here, take this pen. Here's the check.
Well, whereabouts, I can't see nothing.
Right in front of you there, right by the blotter. Maybe we ought to open a window in here.
Yeah, there. That's your sign, Lum.
Yeah, all right, here, W.W.
Yeah, great. Well, let's rush this right to a lumber company. Come on, Squire. I've got to get back to the county seat.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll see you later, gentlemen. So long, Lum.
Yeah, so long, Squire. Wonderful world.
Granny's Abner, we're in the building business now, sure enough. Wait a minute. Squire forgot his pen and blotter.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, look what you've done. You never signed that check. You signed the blotter.